Right now, things are a real mess because this is our busiest part of the year.
Andy Daniels is rushing around his 500-acre vegetable farm along the Platte River in eastern Nebraska. They're busy sprouting cabbage seeds and deciding what kinds of squash to plant. The food they grow will sell across the country, from small-town veggie stands to Walmart distribution centers.
We have broccoli, cauliflower, weeds.
For 3 years, Daniels has been watching for a business opportunity from California's drought. He's been waiting for Central Valley vegetable farms to cut back and save water.
I don't know how long they can get by. They're going to run out of that deep aquifer water.
At least that's what he's been waiting for, and he's still waiting.
People who think that they're going to make money because of California, jump on in. We'll see how long you last.
Daniel says the California drought is not the golden opportunity that it may seem, not yet. Because even in a drought, California still has big advantages over the Midwest, starting with the climate. California is a collection of microclimates. Some spots are perfect for broccoli, others for lettuce. The weather is predictable. In Nebraska, it's erratic, from summer to winter.
You know, the average in Nebraska, the average temperature may be 70 degrees. All that is the average of 120 and 20.
So the weather doesn't help. Then the next problem is infrastructure. You can't grow a field of peppers with corn machinery. You'll need a $14,000 vegetable sorter, a $400,000 cold storage house, and that's before any work gets done. Labor is Daniel's biggest expense.
I'll spend $800,000 to $900,000 on labor.
That's to hire teams of migrant workers, because vegetables are picked by hand, not with combines. Even if you have a crew and the equipment, there's a learning curve. Daniels grows 20 to 30 vegetables, and each one is unique.
You're going to find God made a worm and a disease for every plant out here. I never knew there was such a thing as asparagus beetle until I raised asparagus.
Things were different 50 years ago when fruit and vegetable production was a larger part of Midwest farming. Now it's all about corn and soybeans. Dave Swenson, an ag economist at Iowa State University, says there is room to bring back fresh produce around urban areas, but not on a national industrial scale.
You're not going to plant 160 acre peppers in Iowa because you don't know who's going to buy your peppers, and you don't know what kind of price you're going to get for them.
Ramping that up in the Midwest would take decades. Meanwhile, Swenson says the South is more likely to take the pressure off of California.
Many people have talked in recent weeks and months about the Mississippi Delta in that Mississippi floodplain area.
Growers in Mexico and Canada will also be in the mix, but here's where the Midwest can make a play on the drought: dairy and beef. The reason is alfalfa hay, used for livestock feed. Cattle ranchers might think about moving to greener Midwest pastures as their state grows less alfalfa to save water. Dan Putnam at the University of California, Davis, says alfalfa acres in California are headed for a record low.
What they do is they move water from one crop to another. If a grower has a tomato contract, for example, they may let an alfalfa field go dry because they just simply don't have enough water to go around the whole ranch.
But that's why Andy Daniels is still searching for a silver lining from California's drought disaster. Fruits and vegetables will be the last crops to go dry.
So where's the opportunity at? Why don't you tell me? Because I've been telling my daughter for 2 years, stick out a drought in California. It's going to change. We're going to make money.
Instead, prices for things like watermelons and cabbages went down. Daniel says he focuses on labor costs and food safety rules in new markets. California is way down the list. In fact, the next big thing for Daniel's produce isn't westward expansion. It's going local, selling more produce directly to consumers. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.